Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There's 5 questions. Pop culture, man. You gotta answer more than she can.
Ooh. Go to Alyssa in Point Loma. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you please kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, please leave.
All right, good luck, honey.
Alyssa, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you will win $100 of her San Diego County Credit Union checking account money, SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Alyssa, Wendy Williams opened up about a secret personal battle during an emotional segment on her talk show Monday. The host revealed that she has been living in a sober house and said she wanted viewers to know her story. What is the name of her show?
The Wendy Williams Show.
Every office in town is being overtaken by distracted workers filling out their March Madness brackets. What is the main network that carries the championship game? CBS, ABC, or NBC?
NBC.
Users at Ranker.com are rating all the Sexiest Man Alive covers from People magazine, and they have determined that the top 3 sexiest men ever on the cover were Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and Chris Hemsworth. List those 3 from number 3 to number 1.
Okay, so Hugh Jackman, Chris Hemsworth, Ryan Reynolds.
Reese Witherspoon took to Instagram and Twitter to debunk a rumor that she and Jennifer Garner are pregnant. "Hey, Jen," she said, "can we raise our imaginary babies together?" What was Jennifer Garner's first name in 13 Going on 30?
Abby.
And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow thought she could reinvent divorce with the term she and her ex invented to redefine it. But then everyone turned on her. What was the term she invented to describe their divorce?
Okay, wait. Conscious uncoupling.
Let's get Tammy back in. Tammy! Alyssa, what's happening with you today?
Oh, just heading to work, enjoying the day. I work in sales.
Works in sales. Well done. Alyssa did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Okay.
Not the easiest today either, except the first one. Wendy Williams opened up about a secret personal battle during an emotional segment on her talk show Monday. The host revealed that she's been living in a sober house and said she wanted viewers to know her story. Apparently she does her show and then goes right back to the sober house.
Oh, there you go.
Only her husband knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of her show?
The Wendy Williams Show.
Got to get that one right. You said you needed a softball right off the bat, Tam. I gave you one.
Okay.
Alyssa knew that. It's 1-1. Every office in town is being overtaken by distracted workers filling out their March Madness brackets. What is the main network that carries the championship game? Is it CBS, ABC, or NBC?
Wow. I think it's CBS.
All the games are on a whole bunch of different networks.
Yeah.
But the championship game in the Final Four held on CBS. Tammy's right. Alyssa said NBC. So it's 2-1 Tammy. Tammy, users at Ranker.com are rating all the Sexiest Man Alive covers from People magazine. They have determined that the top 3 sexiest men covers ever, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Chris Hemsworth. List the 3 from 3 to number 1.
Hugh, Chris, Ryan.
Say it slower, please.
Hugh,
yes, that's right.
Chris, Ryan.
Jackman, Hemsworth, Reynolds. So everyone thinks Ryan Reynolds is the sexiest ever.
Oh, no. Chris Hemsworth.
Well, what a shock. The girl in the Marvel t-shirt thinks that Thor is the hottest.
And it depends on what the character they played determines how hot they are.
What was that?
On the character they played, how hot they are. Like when Hugh Jackman was, what is he with?
Wolverine.
Yeah, not
at all. Oh, look, Jessica.
But in the movie Australia.
Oh, you're the one person that saw that one, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say.
You like a lot of scenes in that movie.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Nicole Kidman's in it too, remember?
Okay. Alyssa knew that, so it's 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Reese Witherspoon took to Instagram and Twitter to debunk a rumor that she and Jennifer Garner are pregnant. Hey, Jen, she said, can we raise our imaginary babies together? What was Jennifer Garner's first name in 13 going on 30?
Oh, my gosh. I should know this one. I've watched that movie a million times. It is... Oh, my God.
Get an answer.
I know. And I... Oh, my God. I can't come up with it.
Jenna is her name. Alyssa said Abby, which is ironic in only that my daughter Abby gave me that question yesterday.
Nice.
So kind of weird. Doesn't make you right, Alyssa, but you brought my daughter's name up, so good for you. It's still 3-2 It's still 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Gwyneth Paltrow says that she thought she could reinvent divorce with the term she and her ex-husband used to redefine it, but then everyone turned on her. What was the term that she invented to describe their divorce?
Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling. You know what? It's still divorce to everybody else. Alyssa knew that. Alyssa knew that. But today, unfortunately, Tammy just beats you by a score of 4-3. Alyssa, you're not going to get Tammy's money.
Good job, Tammy.
Oh,
no, thank
what a
you,
good
honey.
Sport. But you are going to get a great prize just for playing. It might blossom into an unbelievable prize.
That's right. You have a pair of tickets to come aboard KSON's boat to Stagecoach. We're going to take off Friday, April 5th. A whole night of fun, live music, chance to win a pair of tickets to Stagecoach as well. Anyone else is interested, they can buy their tickets at KSON.com.
Yeah, you might be going to Stagecoach, Alyssa. Who knows?
That would be awesome.
But before you leave, though, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Alyssa in Point Loma, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.